mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your preparing couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is March 10th, 2014.
And this is episode 148.
Woo.
How's that for a Jay delay?
No, that's okay. I was reading to make sure that the date was right as I was reading it. That was fun.
Yeah, I typed it in. That's why you didn't think it was right.
Yeah,
because you didn't type it in.
Because I didn't type it in. So if I didn't type it in, you know. That's not sure.
Yeah, so welcome to the Valentine Cast. This is Jay, and that's my lovely wife, Renee. And we are a couple here in Louisville, Kentucky.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah, we're always glad to be here, and we're glad that you're here listening to us, and we're also especially glad of our chat room. Who do we have?
We have Aaron is in the house, and if Aaron had been here, was it last week or the week before last, he would have got a singing to.
Ah.
But he wasn't here. He was out celebrating instead.
So yeah, I guess that's, rightfully so.
I guess that's all right.
Yes, Aaron from
Ian is in here.
Mm-hmm.
JB Hannah left over, I believe, but he's in here, even though he's not.
He gets a special shout out every week.
Jimmy Marbles just came in the room. See, hey, Jimmy Marbles.
Man, we called him out again for being late.
Sorry. If it was anybody that had just came in, I would have said they just came in.
All right.
Jimmy Marbles, it's not just you. I promise. JK Grammer is here. Hello, JK.
Yep.
Boo Hogan and Zabi are here. Woo!
That's exciting.
Birthday girl. And Punk Gopher is in here.
Oh,
hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Punk Gopher.
What's going on, everybody?
Woo!
And we want to thank the folks over at Alpha Geek Radio for letting us live stream this show. We're doing so. You can tune your mobile browser over to mobile or mobile.alphageek.
It's mobile.
Mobile?
Who says mobile? Except the people in Europe.
You listen to the beginning of it?
Europe. Oh, does he say it?
Yeah.
Well, now I have to question him. Why do you say mobile?
Because he's just enunciating mobile. But mobile on alphageekradio.com. And we're on channel 2. If you use the application TuneIn, you can also catch the live stream there as well. So thank you so much. And you also catch us on a rotation there. What's going on, everybody? Man, we got a lot to talk about.
We do.
But it's going to be a short show, I'm told.
Well, we'll see.
And
I added some things. So
and I
want
to
know about that.
And I do want to say thank you to Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their intro and outro.
Definitely.
You know, as always. And then I want to talk a little bit about Mr. Andrew Allen.
Okay.
We talked about Keys with Soul, who's also on the Cover Real Radio label.
Nice.
Has a Patreon going on, looking for some support, you know, for his great music that he does, live jazz. Go support him. We have a link in the show notes, and we also are allowed to use his bed music, as it's called.
Ooh, bed music. Oh, man.
Doing the show.
I was going to say hi to Poop Time, but they already left. They came in the room and left.
Hi, Poop Time.
Oh, man. Sucks. I was hoping to say hi to him, but you were talking.
So,
I'm kidding.
You know me. I'm always
kidding.
Talking. So, let's go ahead and jump into the weekend.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean?
I think Poop Time. I think that was Hando.
Do you think Hando came in his Poop Time?
Yeah.
Well, if that is, Poop Time should come back.
Your Poop Time should come back.
Because it's always Poop Time.
So, like,
everybody poop.
So, like, for most of the United States, this weekend was the day we sprung forward our clocks an hour for daylight savings time. Today is the day that everybody, after lunch, came back to their desk or their place of work and wish they could go in their car and take an hour nap.
Yep. I wasn't able to take an hour nap.
Yep.
I took a 4 minute close my eyes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was tough for me this morning.
And you know, I did take a moment at work and I went away from my desk. I did have to go to the bathroom, but I think I may have stayed in there like 5 minutes longer than I normally would have, because I did take a moment just to close my close my eyes and say a prayer to the sleep gods.
I couldn't do that in the bathroom. So it's
well, you had the car and you had the garage, and I didn't feel like laying back after you dropped me off. You did offer to stay there.
You did.
You. Don't look at me like that, because I'm just saying that you offered, but I didn't want to just be laying out in front of the car. You know what I'm saying?
I know I offered. Yeah.
So you did offer. And
I could have put her on the side.
You know, I thought about it for a sec, and I was like, you know what? It's not that deep, because what's going to happen is, which you ought to be thankful, because she said the driver's seat wouldn't go back. You'd have been mad.
I would have just taken my 4 minutes at the parking garage.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
But it's rough. So Jay and I both think that this daylight saving time nonsense should go away.
I'm torn. I'm torn. So I enjoy having a lot of daylight when I get off work.
Okay.
Okay. It's an hour more. Yeah. Okay. It's an hour more. That's an hour more I get to have. But now that I think about it, when it gets to like midsummer, I can't remember the actual date, the longest day of the year, or the longest sun of this on this side of the hemisphere or whatever. Goes down after 9 o'clock, right?
What now?
No, at that point.
Yeah, the longest day of the year. Yeah,
it's like at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I mean, honestly, when it comes down to it, you know, I really don't need to have the sun at 8 o'clock. I guess, you know,
you really don't.
And I mean, I'm just being selfish, and
you are. But you said if it was to go away, you would want it to stay the spring forward time, right?
Maybe.
Or have you changed your mind?
I think I changed my mind. I'm going back and forth
surprise,
on this thing.
Surprise.
Yep.
So
and Jimmy Marbles did say that it was a time change was to benefit the farmers.
That's what I thought.
That was part of it. And then also, well, that is correct. And then the recent extension of adding them like a month or 2 or 3 weeks on the front end and 2 or 3 weeks on the back end that I think George Bush did. I believe. I think he did that. Junior. He did that because it would save more. They thought it would save more energy because for companies and stuff like
right.
that. So
now N says move to northern Canada if you want long days in the summer. The only problem with that, N, is that it's cold all the time. I do not want to hear your arguments how it's not cold all the time. I don't believe it. If it's in Canada, it's cold.
Right.
And there are polar bears that eat black people.
Yep.
And so that's not a very safe place.
Yeah.
And there's ice pieces that break away and you'll fall in. And I've seen all the movies. I know how it goes in Canada. So.
Yeah. So that's cool and everything. And so, you know, last week we talked about old school New York pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We actually gave them some more support this week, and we stopped by and grabbed a few slices with Dee and Danielle yesterday, and that was a good time, and it was their first time there, and it was really a good time. So mm-hmm. you really enjoy the pizza, don't you?
I do. The pizza is really good. It's nice and crisp on the bottom, and I have no problem spreading the love.
No doubt, no doubt.
So we spread the love this weekend with my sister and brother-in-law.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of time went this weekend was spent chilling out. I mean, because...
For real.
I was on call last week, and I was just ready just to chill out, hang out, and all that greatness. And we watched a lot of Big Bang Theory. We watched a lot of our DVR shows. What else did we do? That's probably about it wasn't it? That was Saturday and Sunday.
We just freaking watch TV, and that's how I like it now. Yeah. I'm pretty boring now. So if you expect our weekend wraps to blow your mind.
Oh, we did take a good nap on Saturday.
We took a good nap. What kind of weekend wrap up is this? We watched TV, we ate pizza, we took a nap. Our weekend wrap ups have gone from we went this place to the museum, and now it's we sit on the pizza. We sit on the couch, ate pizza, and that. So,
yeah. And also, I have this shaving dilemma that I have going on.
I don't think it's that much of a dilemma.
Well, it's not a dilemma. So, you know, I switched over to the electric shaver. And so I've been using it, but my thing is I have to use my electric shaver just on the sides of my face. Like, the electric shaver that I have, it really, I don't get razor bumps or anything, mm-hmm. but I just don't like the itching and irritation that I get after I shave with it under my neck. So basically what I do now, you know, I shave my sides and everything else. But then I still have some razors, I use my razors for my neck, you know. So I think I figured out what I'm going to do.
This is so technical. Jimmy Marble said boo, an electric shaver, by the way. He wasn't always electric shaver.
I wasn't always
electric
shaver. I recently just changed over this year. And I'm going to give it a try this year. You know, I might go back to the razors. I'm not, you know, but I think it's going. I mean, it's a wet, dry shaver, which is cool, and it's the triple head, you know. So I mean, I'm gonna keep going with what I got and everything, and see what happens. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, I like trying out new stuff. You know, and trying to figure it out. I will say this: it is hell of a lot quicker than what I was doing. You know, I mean, it takes me less time. Brushing my teeth takes 3 minutes, and shaving is less than a minute.
It's gonna be hard for a man to find a lot of, I don't know, women have a tough time shaving depending on how much they want to shave.
Right.
Some women shave all the hair on their body,
right,
every single bit.
Yeah,
I ain't got no time for that. Personally, some people shave their arms and every little thing. I'm like,
yeah. And Aaron said he uses a straight razor. I used to use a straight razor.
That's scary. It's the kind you go.
You don't have to do that. Actually, the one that I use, it's like that. But the one that I used, you actually had a replacement blade. You know, you take it out, you put another blade in, you get it at Sally's, and I mean, I did that for about a year, and I loved it, mm-hmm. you know, but I think the thing that got me was that, you know, because I didn't keep it dry all the time, the blades would rust, and, you know, I'll be going through blades a lot.
So, do you think you would do a better job taking care of it?
I mean, I probably would now, but I think when I was a youngin' like Aaron, you know, when I was young like that, no, I wasn't that young. But, nah, I did use a straight razor for a bit. And shoot, I remember, how many people remember the, was that Commando or was it Alien that had, what's his name?
Alien
in it?
Or Commando? These are two different, very different movies.
Well, both had Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? And then, wait a minute, I think it was Commando. What was the black guy's name in Commando? Not Apollo.
Hold on. I can just look it up
for you. And Predator, sorry.
The black dude?
Yeah, it wasn't Apollo.
Bill Duke?
Yeah, Bill Duke.
Oh, he's the one that plays freaking police, like the corrupt cop all the time.
Right, so Bill Duke, how many in the movie remember in I think it was Predator, where Bill Duke shaved, you know, he was shaved without, just dry.
I haven't seen Predator.
Right. Oh, his name was Mr. Black.
I haven't seen Commando either.
You have seen Commando.
I've seen Commando.
I made you watch Commando.
It must not have been good because I don't remember it.
Yeah. And then I need to have you watching Predator. So yeah. I mean, I used to shave without any shaving cream. any water. I used to get a razor and I used to go because I want to be hardcore, you know. But I did it more often. I did it more often for sure. And then Friday, we cleaned up the nursery. We did some cleanup in the nursery.
Well, it was supposed to be.
Well, we started in the nursery. Okay, so we've been doing it a little bit. That we've done two things in there. We've been kind of cleaning it out because we're going to be getting carpet put in. Because last week, our baby beds arrived and the baby mattresses arrived. And we're trying to get everything starting to get in order.
It's just getting real, y'all.
You know, we got to buy two of everything. And
part's not so fun.
It's not. And the thing is that because we buy everything online, I don't get the option to say, do I get the twin discount?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason we're only buying things that are on sale right now.
Right.
Everything else we're going to wait. But we're buying stuff that's on sale, and it's kind of hard to pass it up. So, yeah, so it's kind of cool, I guess. So we're starting on it. We're getting it going. Yeah. Anybody who wants to come help out, you can come help out.
Yeah, most definitely. And I have to say a big thank you to Aaron, you know, Ashley 3 Class from the Black Astronauts Podcast. We were talking about car seats because, you know, his daughter's coming here soon.
Very soon.
Very soon, like probably in the next 24 hours.
Yep. Really?
No, I'm just, I'm freaking him out because I know he's listening.
You're freaking me out. I was like, hold up, they didn't. No, but it's within the next month or so.
Oh, it's in the next, it's the next couple of weeks. I'm going to say this week, boom.
How many weeks is she?
She's due on the 30th of this month or something like that.
No, I think she'll go to at least the 27th.
Right.
At least okay. the 27th.
Renee says the 27th.
At least.
Okay. We were talking about car seats. And I was saying that we ordered the two car seats. He asked me which ones we got. And I told him we got the Graco's. Right. And then he was like, dude, there was a recall on some of the Graco's. And so I had a little minute of panic.
You know,
and I went to go look real quick. And sure enough, there was a recall on them. Our seats weren't on the recall, but they said the National Highway Safety people said, ask why not. Why were these seven car seats not on there? But Graco had already put up us the ability to order buckles. So it's the buckle that they're recalling them on because food will get stuck in the buckle and it gets stuck and you can't get the kid out if you need to get the kid out. You know, it makes it hard to get the kid out. So that's why you carry a knife around. You know, then you cut your kid out of the car seat.
Is that what you, but you don't even carry your knife around?
I will.
You gonna start carrying your knife around?
I will.
Yay.
So I thank Aaron for that. So I ordered our replacements. But they also told us how to check to see if we had the new buckles.
Right.
So it was a good looking out. That's one of the things. All those parents got to stick together.
I'm excited about Aaron becoming a dad for the first time.
Yep.
I'm super excited about it. Can't wait to see the pictures of the new baby and all that. So
yep. And then while we were cleaning up, I had some of our mics that we used a long time ago. Not the Snowball when we first started, but the Behringer C1s that we had. And I took those down to Music Go Round, and I sold them to Music Go Round. I had two of those in shock mounts.
They were excited to get them too. They're like, yeah, bring them back. Woo!
Yeah, like, they were pretty. They were pretty.
I think they were smoking something.
They were pretty excited. You just said it because they look like hippies down there.
Whoa, bring it on down. We'll be happy to take it, man.
So I took them down there and I sold them. And then since we're on that side of town, we never get to go to Culver's, you know? And so we went to Culver's and got Butterburgers.
Yeah, we got Butterburgers at Culver's. The best part was, I don't know the best part. It wasn't the burger though, like the fries and the custard.
Yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah.
They could have put more salt in the burger, but it's good. I don't need more salt. But whatever.
Renee loves her salt a lot.
I like my salt. Leave me alone. I'm a salt.
And then we got some custard afterward.
Oh my gosh. And they gave us more custard than we asked for because they messed up. And Jay didn't think it was a big cluster.
No, I didn't think it was.
A truck. A cluster truck.
Yeah, I don't think
but
it was.
I thought it was a cluster truck up there.
Well,
it
here's
was horrible.
Here's the thing.
Orders.
Here's the thing. We were on South. Is that South Louisville or is that that's Southeast?
Southeast Louisville.
That's Southeast Louisville. That's really close. That's really close to a lot of farm country, I guess.
I don't know. I've never been past Culver's, so I don't know.
Well, because 265 is right next to it, mm-hmm. So if you keep going down, Jeep Snyder's down. It's down there. You know, you're getting close to Taylorsville, Kentucky,
right,
and stuff like that. You know, or Bardstown, so or Jeffersontown, so
J-town.
So. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
What? Would you offend someone?
There were a lot of people there. A lot of working class people. And we were working class.
Okay.
It wasn't like... The restaurant was full.
Okay.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah, the restaurant was totally full.
It was like... I felt like...
Are you trying to offend people?
Oh, I'm not trying to offend people. I felt... This is how it was. It's like if we go to... It was as full at Culver's as it was as... Olive Garden and Chili's right up the street. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the crew. I mean, and I felt right at home at Culver's, to be honest. I mean, because this is the crew. The people that are there are the ones that come up to what's the place up here called? Cabela's. You know?
Cabela's.
Right.
Don't even get me started on Cabela's.
Right.
So I'm not going to be buying anything from Cabela's.
So we got some custard and stuff, and then... And then there was an arcade expo this weekend.
There was an arcade expo this weekend. We didn't go, but a lot
Renee
of my coworkers
said,
did.
Renee said we weren't going.
I said, I'm not going. You could have gone, but I wasn't going to go. My coworkers invited me, but I was like, nope. Walking around for hours does not sound like fun, even though I'm a gamer. And then they proceeded to jokingly call me fake gamer girl.
Uh-huh.
They're like, you with your... Yoshi shirt on. You're not really a gamer. Cause I had my Yoshi egg shirt on that day.
Right.
I was like, whatever, y'all. But anyway, so the Arcade Expo is pretty cool for those of you all who want to go next year in Louisville. It's a bunch of old school arcade games. You play like a flat fee. I think it was, I can't remember how much it was. $20, I think.
Uh-huh.
You get to play all these video games and it's really fun.
Where was
and,
it at this year? Was it at the Ramada again?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
And one thing that the guys on my team picked up at the Arcade Expo, they got a t-shirt from my boss, Matt.
Okay.
And do you know how Matt's grown this big old beard?
Yes.
They got him a t-shirt that said, Keep Louisville Beard. And it had this guy on it with his beard, and the words were intermingled with his beard. It was hilarious. So he's committed to the beard. He said he's gonna come all the way down here. He's committed. I'm not a big fan of huge beards. Sorry to anybody who may have a huge beard. I'm glad you don't have a huge beard. I like the groomed beards. And y'all need to quit talking about my eye rolling. It's not that bad. Here, chat room. Here's a roll of my eyes for you. That's y'all. See, that's all y'all. That's just for you. But, so yeah, we didn't go. Arcade Expo, maybe next year. Maybe the year after that. One of those times.
Right.
Arcade Expo.
And then also, coming at the end of this month is Wizard World. So it's a Wizard World Louisville. It's our Louisville Comic Con.
Right.
It's going to be March 28th, 29th, and 30th. And you'll never guess who's coming in town.
I can guess. Ooh, me.
Ooh,
me.
Who?
Me.
Who?
The doctor's coming into town.
Yeah.
Matt Smith.
Matt Smith will be in town.
That doctor.
Yep. As well as Amy.
Amy Pond.
Pond. Karen Gillan.
Yep.
Jason Momoa.
Oh, that's the dude that died in Game of Thrones.
Yep. He's still making his rounds. And then we have Summer River from Firefly.
Woo! Summer Glau.
Summer.
Who you said is who? What'd you say her name was?
Summer Galafalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagal also have Sean Astin from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, little he's, short dude.
Yep, he's coming.
Is he that
Oh,
short?
Frodo.
He's probably not that short, is he?
Frodo.
I mean, he's probably not super short.
Oh, Frodo. Potatoes.
If Smash. You saw him, that's probably what you'd say.
Potatoes.
You'd probably walk up and say potatoes.
Smash him, break him, bring him in the stew.
I am proud of Wizard World getting big names.
And I'm not done.
Okay, go on.
And then we also have Jason David Frank from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, come on. Let's like, how about we name some John Heder, uh-huh. Napoleon Dynamite.
Phil Ortiz from The Simpsons and Muppet Babies.
Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead.
Yep. He's dead also.
Well, spoiler.
Oh. Well, they don't know when he's going to die. Everybody's dead in Walking Dead. Boom.
Dean Cain, guy at what plays Superman one time.
Right.
He's going to be there too.
Right.
So, I mean, they're getting bigger names this year. I'm proud of them.
And I think this is the first year. This is the second year.
And that's pretty awesome.
Right.
Tickets are $75.
If you buy them before you go to the door, they are $75. That's correct. $75.
So, are you saying I'm short? You said 5'7" short.
But
I'm you're
a girl.
Five.
It's okay. And did you know, in order to get a picture with Matt Smith and Amy Pond, or Matt Smith and Karen Gillan, it'll cost you $198.
No way. Herschel's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
From The Walking Dead. Hey, Herschel.
Yeah, so for all you folks that may be heading out to it, let Renee and I know.
Yeah.
We won't be going.
No.
But we'll be glad.
Town.
But if you're in town, we would love to meet up with you.
Yeah. I'm not going, but I'll have some fun with y'all.
See, I'm with Clark. That is short. Hell, I'm 6 foot, and I'm short to Clark. I'm just going to say that.
You're short to Clark. Well, Clark is tall.
Clark is tall.
He's tall.
Yep.
But he's not an awkward tall.
No, not at all.
I've seen awkward tall.
I have too. And I've seen him here.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
That's the worst segue.
Yeah. That
makes zero and
then,
sense.
And then also, I feel bad because I forgot to save Eric's. I have it, but I forgot to save it in my board.
Right. And so, therefore, we had to get that one.
Right.
It was too long.
Right. So.
Sorry, Eric. He hates you. So, whatever. We didn't watch Flight, but.
Yeah, we didn't watch Flight.
The other things took precedence.
Whatevs. And I would.
Whatevs.
I would tell y'all why in a minute.
Yeah. We didn't watch Flight. So Flight is actually still on for next week.
Yeah.
But we actually have a request for the next movie. So we're going to be watching Sex Monster in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So that's the movie for the week after next.
Right. From the average swingers.
Not adult swingers. Minor swingers is not something I would want to listen to.
I'm going to go back and edit that out.
Why?
Minor swingers are just kids that swing on the playground.
Anyway, so average swingers.
Right.
So don't worry, JK. Any nudity that is in Flight will be consumed this week.
What?
He said you all forgot about, you all missed out on the nudity in Flight.
And that's not the only Flight that got missing. What? Is it? Oh, that's too.
Ooh. Way too soon.
Yeah.
Way too soon. Sorry to anybody out there.
Yeah.
Whose loved
sorry
ones
about that. I didn't mean to make.
Might be on the flight.
So
that is missing.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
From Malaysia to China.
Let's talk about that for a second. This is crazy nonsense. There was a flight that left. Was it Saturday?
Yeah, I think it was.
From Malaysia, you know, and then within how long they say? Was it an hour?
Yeah, I think so.
Like an hour.
It wasn't that long.
It wasn't that long. And the flight, everybody just fell out. I mean, no one knows where the airplane went. Sucked up by Martians, UFO, no crash, nothing. And they are on the hunt trying to find this plane. That is scary. It's very scary.
Mm.
So I wonder if there's Denzel butt in Flight.
Is that even counted as nudity anymore? I guess so.
Or Jamie Foxx Wang.
Is he in new? Is he in Flight?
No, I'm talking about from Django.
So yeah, you know. So they still haven't found this freaking plane,
right? So
days later, it just disappeared.
So
Jay, so you think they're saving face?
I think that they are saving face. I think they know that either something happened, like terrorists or somebody hijacked the plane.
The word to people was stolen passports, but that could just be a coincidence.
Right. I think somebody jacked the plane and they're probably working some ransom out or trying to keep it all hush hush.
You are such a conspiracy theorist when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah.
You are.
I think this is going to hurt them. You know how it is. People get sick on cruises. Everybody's like, oh, I'm not going on a cruise. You know, it'd be cheap to go to Malaysia to visit here pretty soon.
Yeah, so. Apparently.
So get your passports ready.
So that said, that happened
okay.
way too soon.
So,
but the reason we didn't watch Flight was because
we are one show away from catching up on Big Bang Theory.
Woo!
We have one show to watch, and then we'll be able to watch Big Bang this week.
This week. And so Jay's super excited.
I am.
We worked hard to get to this point. We have a hard time getting through shows because we see another show and we start it. I'm like, ooh, shiny, and we start a new show. One show that we need to start is True Detective.
Yes.
Because I have heard way too many things about this, and it is driving me insane.
What you mean? What, like spoiler things?
No, just good. Like, oh my gosh, it was so good. It's the best show. Da, 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 da.
Well, we will. And we have HBO Go, so we will be watching that.
Yep. So I think, yeah. But we still need to watch the entire season of ER. We've seen two episodes.
We watched three episodes of ER. But we own those. So we can watch them at our own leisure.
Yeah, we have Nurse Jackie. We haven't been moving, and we've owned those for like three, four years.
Yep.
We haven't watched this.
And we have a bunch. We have a bunch of series that we bought from Blockbusters when they were closing out. You know, so there were some shows that we wanted to pick up, and we did. And we have the rest of our lives to watch them, baby. We had to watch them today.
The rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have you ever seen The Wire? JK said he keeps hearing The Wire was really good.
I have not seen The Wire, and I heard it was good.
I've seen a couple of episodes of The Wire. It has Idris Elba in it, though.
Right.
So, there's that.
Yeah, it's on HBO Go as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Why would we not watch that?
Yeah.
So. And Oz. Jay's never seen Oz. It's a little rough.
Yeah, because I'm a soft kind of person.
I'm not saying you wouldn't like it. I was just saying that it was rough.
Rough like what? Like Walking Dead rough?
Worse than Walking Dead rough.
Like Sopranos rough?
Worse than Sopranos rough.
Like Jamie Foxx getting castrated rough?
Yeah, but a lot of that.
Okay.
A lot of that kind of roughness. It's Oz is good, but it's rough. I'm not saying it's too rough for you. I'm just saying it'd be rough for a lot of other people.
So Aaron said it's Breaking Bad level good is what The Wire is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really, really good.
I mean, Breaking Bad wasn't rough.
No, he's talking about The Wire. I was talking about Oz.
Oh.
I haven't watched The Wire enough to say if it was rough or not.
Oh, okay.
And Breaking Bad level good is not saying how rough it is. Breaking Bad was on cable TV. The Wire was on HBO.
That's cable TV.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. That's cable TV. So, last night, we're not going to hold y'all too long because for you folks that didn't get to watch the relaunch of Cosmo.
Oh my gosh. You can't really spoil it because science is all there. But Cosmos was so good.
Right.
It is a remake of the original Cosmos that Carl Sagan hosted that I had never seen. But this iteration is hosted by Neil deGrasse Tyson. It is freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Science all the way. Like, the science in it it was overwhelming, and I loved it. I mean, I couldn't have asked. I didn't know what to expect, but I couldn't have asked for anything more. So
it's just really like Neil just blew everybody's mind. He did.
And the fact that, you know, in the last 14 seconds is on the cosmic calendar is when all history has been recorded. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It makes you, the episode made you feel really small, but that's okay.
Right.
It's okay to feel small. I think it's amazing that the world is so much bigger, you know?
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. So if you get a chance to see it, I think they're showing it on National Geographic.
Yep. Starts tonight. So on Sundays, it's on Fox. On Mondays, it's on National Geographic.
So if and you then get a chance to catch it, catch that.
You can actually catch it on YouTube as well, because I heard that you can catch the...
I heard it's going to be on Hulu.
That's good.
So
I don't want to delete them off the DVR.
Oh, is the first one still on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I think
hopefully I won't forget and delete, because you know how quick I am on the trigger.
Yeah, I mean, we probably will. I may go back and watch it a couple more times. I don't know yet. Or if they're going to say, hey... Can we buy it? I actually may buy it. So don't judge me.
You made by Cosmos?
Yeah.
That's okay, because we can show it to our kids. Yep. It's great.
Science. So I have to ask, JK brought up a good thing here. He talked about Neil deGrasse Tyson's mustache.
Okay.
Now,
reminds me of my dad's mustache when he was young.
So does it look like creepy pedophile mustache?
No. Just reminds me of my dad's mustache when my dad was like 20 years younger.
So here's my question, or here's my thing. So at what point is a mustache creepy?
I think it depends on the rest of the face.
Really?
I think it depends on the rest of the face. I mean, Neil looks like somebody's granddad.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't look like a pedophile. Sorry.
Right.
Not that a pedophile has a certain look, but you know. The LA Times said that the ratings were not so stellar on Fox. That's sad to hear.
Well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, I think Seth has his hand in it. He's already put the money down, so I think he's going to... I don't think they're going to take it off the air. If anything, they'll just move it to a different time slot.
Right.
And I think also there was some competition, of course, with Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some people probably watch Walking Dead and DVR'd Cosmos, but we watched Cosmos and DVR'd Walking Dead
because zombies can wait.
Yeah, because we knew that everybody's gonna be watching Walking Dead, so we definitely wanted to support Dr. Tyson.
Dr. deGrasse Tyson or Dr. Tyson? I wonder which one
Mr.
it is.
Earl Jones.
That's the Big Bang thing. James Earl Jones is crazy.
Yeah.
He's just nuts. So we did play some video games.
We did.
Played Diablo 3.
We did play some Diablo 3.
And it's super fun.
It is.
And I'm playing my Witch Doctor. And I got to say, Witch Doctor is way more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I was level 3, less than a week ago, and now I'm level, 41, 42.
Yeah.
And I think I like it better than my Barbarian that I played. So, yay for Diablo 3. The expansion's coming out March 27th.
Yep, 25th.
And 25th, and apparently we're going to be playing that. So, so I had a ton of fun. Jason had a ton of fun, and all our friends are still playing it. A game that I am excited about, not going to play just yet, but I'm super excited about. Watch Dogs is coming out May 27th.
Yep.
Woohoo! And I'm excited because for some reason, I don't know, it's a different kind of game. So I'm excited about that. So
yeah.
Watch Dogs is coming out. And
Warlords of Draenor pre-orders open today.
Woo!
So
Jay was on it too. What'd you do?
I called GameStop to see if we can get our pre-orders, because we get the physical collector's edition is what we do. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you don't play WoW any longer. I know we don't play WoW any longer, but we will be playing Warlords of Draenor again for a short time, get to level 100, and then probably unsubscribe.
But it'll be fun to get through it.
It will. It definitely will. So What is that? What else is there? That's it.
Yeah, that's all for media, guys.
All right.
The fridge is not prepared.
Right. So, it is week 82 of the weight loss update, and I want to talk about the frog pants totals.
Yep.
We have 176 people, and they have lost 1,246.5 pounds, 7 pounds per person.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing job, guys. I'm so proud of you, and I love that we have some action in our Facebook.com Frog Pants Lose It group.
Yep.
Which you can find at Facebook.com/groups/Frog Pants Lose It. And it's nice to have a place to go where you can feel motivated and where you can talk openly about your weight loss journey, your weight loss goals without any judgment. So it's awesome.
Right. So Ian put in the
oh my gosh.
He put a picture link in the chat room.
Of so creepy.
Tom Selleck and his sweet mustache. But not only is his mustache under his nose, it's also his eyebrows.
Hey, I will always love Tom Selleck in Three Men and a Baby. Yep. He was great.
He was great. And then also, you want to talk about the enchiladas you made?
Oh, I did. And I forgot to put these on here. I made some sweet chicken enchiladas. Okay. And they were really, really good. Jay enjoyed them. Put a little jalapenos in there for him.
She did.
I wanted enchiladas and I made them. And I haven't done that in a long time. Just say, hey, I want this. I'm going to make it because I've been lazy. But I did it. And they were yummy. So yay me. Pop my collar.
Boom.
And so, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, they were very, very good. They were very, very good.
Very good.
But, you know, I think it's time for a little Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
Oh man, I gotta do something real quick. I gotta see.
What? What are you doing?
Let's see. I'm gonna see what happens.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna see what happens.
What are we doing? Are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm trying something right now. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Why do you try things like on the fly like this?
Because. That's just who I am.
John Waters' mustache is creepy. On the creepy side, JK Grammar. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That didn't work. You know,
dun, dun, dun.
I was calling Zobby.
Aww. But it didn't work.
She didn't answer.
Oh.
She probably didn't hear it.
Oh, no.
And plus, she's on Do Not Disturb also.
Oh.
Because she's watching us. But she's here. And today's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Zobby.
Happy birthday. Woo! So you know what happens.
We get to sing a song.
Sing a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Zobby.
Happy birthday to you
and many more.
Wah, wah, wah.
I can't sing my quiet slow version. Jay doesn't like that version.
Because we're gonna go into the happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
Woo!
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Woo! Happy birthday, Zobby.
Happy birthday.
I love her. She's great.
Yep. Definitely.
Woo! Everybody gets what that one day a year.
That's right.
Except for leapfrog. Leap year people. They only get it once every 4 years. So.
Aww.
I know. Isn't that sad?
And I would say the cake that Zobby had.
Yes.
That she posted on Twitter.
I haven't seen it.
Looked amazing.
Now I gotta go look.
Well, now she knows that it was me that we did her back. And then on Wednesday, we have SJ, Samantha Jane.
Whoa, I love SJ. She's co-host on Nerd Parents. Yay! Yep.
Her birthday is Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Jennifer Mayu.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Birthday is also on Wednesday.
I know her. Ooh, that cake does look good.
Yes.
I wonder if anybody made it.
Somebody had to make it.
Well, I mean, like, I wonder if, like, Hogan made it.
Of course. He's got mad skills.
That looks amazing.
Have you seen his leather working skills?
Yes, I have.
They
had fish and chips, too.
I think he made that cake because he has some mad leather
working
skills.
Even if you didn't make it, just gonna say you did.
Yeah.
We'll never know the difference.
We'll never know the difference.
We'll never know the difference.
And then on Friday is Case K, Banzai from Not in the Face Raid.
Isn't it Kaz?
Oh, Kaz.
I don't think that was Kaz.
I have to ask him.
Banzai!
Banzai!
Happy birthday, Banzai.
His birthday is on Friday. Josh Williams' birthday.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Is on Saturday. Mary Doucette. These are people from the tap whose birthday is also on Saturday. And none other than Renee Valentine.
Woo, it's my birthday.
Her birthday is on Saturday.
Yay.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Renee.
Hey,
Nicole Valentine, mother of my children.
You're so weird. Happy birthday
to me.
And many more.
And I'll do my Marilyn Monroe.
Later in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's awesome. This is a great week of awesome people's birthdays.
It is. A lot of great birthdays this
year. Yep. So I do have a pick of the week.
Podcast of the week.
I haven't
played
it in a long time. So pick of the week, I kind of talked about at the top of the hour. Andrew Allen, Keys with Souls, who is on the Coverville Radio. Mm-hmm. Records, sorry. Not radio.
Coverville Records.
Coverville Records. He's doing a Patreon, and you know, he's raising support to support him and everything else. So it's kind of like Patreon is like a collection plate kind of deal of supporting artists and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. You know, Renee and I, we do a little bit to help out with some of our friends and everything else. I mean, I like it because it allows us to do not to impact our budget,
right,
deeply by helping out. Mm-hmm. And just helping out a little bit and letting everybody else, you know, pitch in and help out. So you can go see what he's doing over at Patreon. That's patreon.com/keyswithsoul. He's doing some great work out there. So go check him out. And there's a lot of other friends that we have out there that are doing other things. And if you want to see who we're supporting, you definitely can go out and see who we're supporting for sure. So, go check him out. And I think we're at the end of the show here, babe.
We are at the end of the show, but it's great. And I had a great show. And I don't know. I love you guys.
Right. So, I want to just take a moment and thank all of our other, I call them sisters and brother podcasts, our podcast family.
Podcast and arms.
People that we're friends with. And as Aaron would say, support your own, you know, so hashtag SYO. We have the folks over at blackastronauts.com. They're the Pisces Life, the Untitled Interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have
Ladies Launch.
And we also have the original Black Astronaut Show. We have Mr. Jimmy Marbles at the Hush Show. We have J.K. Grammer and his crew over at 10 Ford Podcast, who sent us this awesome, cute, baby congratulatory picture frame.
I know.
Dress up thingy.
Yeah, and I don't even know which one's mine, which one's Zoe. Those don't come out, right?
I don't know. We're going to talk to JK after this.
JK.
So JK, we need to talk about this before I tear it up. I mean, they tears it up.
No, I'm not gonna tear it up because I'd be afraid.
It is so cute.
It's adorable.
It's a congratulatory card, that has little kids' clothes, kind of like dress your doll.
In the Star Trek clothes.
In the Star Trek clothes.
Star Trek, sorry. Yeah. Don't kill me because it sounded like I said track, but it was Trek, I promise.
Right. And then, so those folks with the Pin Ford podcast, well, thanks, Punk Gopher, for coming out and seeing us.
Thank you.
Hope everything's going great out there in the fair to the Midlands out there and in none other. I hope you had a great birthday last weekend. Who else do I want to thank that do other podcasts that I absolutely forgot?
Just tons of people, but do you really want to...
Oh, and go check out Johnny and Kim and
yes,
and Ralphie over at
Catching Up.tv.
Mm-hmm. Nicole's new podcast over at Nerd Parents, nerdparents.com. Go check that out. But if you want to reach us, Mr. Snyder, go check him out over at Mr. Mom Daily. And him and his brother also do a podcast on gaming. But you can reach us by email. You can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page, it is facebook.com/valentinecast.
It is. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And we want to thanks again, Alpha Geek Radio, for allowing us to stream this show at alphageekradio.com, where you can tune your mobile device at mobile.alphageekradio.com. And we're on channel 2.
Yeah.
And then we do have some bad news.
We do?
Sorry. We think Menchie's closed.
Okay, yeah. Menchie's, which is a purveyor of
awesome frozen
yogurt, and they're gone. They said they were coming back March the 1st. We were so excited, so pumped. Went there, and ever since March the 1st, they've been closed, shut up tight. Everything has been gutted.
Yep.
Like last time they went on hibernation, stuff stayed in there.
Yep.
Not this time. Everything is gone.
Gone.
And the website even says there's no Menchie's in Louisville anymore. So Jay and I are very, very upset.
I guess it's Sweet Frogs from here on out.
Boo, Sweet Frogs.
You all have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops.